Hello, it's Bob.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinions Survey. Is Robert Wiley there?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, sir. Think I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen
Okay.
at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. And what is your age, if I may know?
64.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. MAGA Republicans.
How do I answer again?
You can
Is it
rate it from
with 0 to
1 to 100.
100?
Yes.
80.
Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Dreamer.
90.
Thank you. Trump's Project 2025.
9. No rating on that. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
Probably 60.
J.D. Vance.
Probably 60.
Donald Trump.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
45.
Republicans in Congress.
80.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
10.
And Kamala Harris.
15.
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Cornel West?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Donald Trump.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Deamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she is a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Rimer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she has done to Oregon families. Chavez de Rimer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Rimer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip healthcare protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She will just be another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez de Rimer. And this sounds like it's an awful like a thing, a pro thing for the Democrat. And I'm not favorable of that. If you have a few more questions, that's fine. But I do not want to answer any more questions about that. I've made up my mind.
I understand, sir. We're only a few questions to end the survey, actually. Now, the next one is, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rimer. Please tell me how much each of one troubles you about supporting Chavez.
I don't want to hear any more about her. I'm sorry. I think I'm done with this. You've made it clear who you're talking about. I will be voting for Lori Chavez de Rimer. And that's the end of the story. So good night. Have a nice evening.
Right, sir. We're only one another question to end.